Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
They're demons. They're freaking interdimensional invaders, okay? I'll just say it. Make fun of me all you want on CNN or wherever, but everyone already innately knows this. These people are not freaking humans, okay? You know what I want covered tomorrow night? I want this covered tomorrow night. I want GMOs covered. I want what's going on covered. I want to fight these son of a bitches. I don't want to have half measures. I don't want to die and have them win. I'm sick of their crap. And I don't know how to totally beat them, but first, like Howard Beale says in Network, you've got to get mad. You've got to get angry. You've got to fight your humanity. And you've got to start kicking some New World Order ass in the info war.
This is an emergency transmission from deep in the heart of Texas, the U.S. resistance against a global corporate combine empowered and funded by Communist China, allied with the big mega banks that set up Communist China in 1949. The Communist Chinese have taken control of U.S. telecommunications infrastructure. The Communist Chinese have taken control of Hollywood. The Communist Chinese have taken control of the main universities. This is all confirmed. This is not a drill. Big Tech in Silicon Valley is almost completely run by the Communist Chinese government. They've officially become state-run. Apple, 100%. Google is now making the transition and announcing a merger and total worldwide censorship. They are now beta testing using me as the straw man, a demonized version of Alex Jones, to do that. This is happening. This is not like the other probes before that were meant to get you used to probes and censorship, thinking you would adapt to censorship by just putting up with it. Now this attack is thousands and thousands and thousands of times the magnitude of all previous attacks. This is a titrated dose, reverse psychological warfare operation using adapt and overcome, subversion, paradigm manipulation. In layman's terms, they are manipulating the fact that we adapt to being oppressed. We adapt to being pressed with the low dosages of oppression. Now when the megaton hits us of the total takeover, we try to adapt to the poison infusion instead of not knowing it's a lethal dose if we accept the dose. Total Internet of Things, integration, global social score, complete command and control system. It is the virtual reality AI weapon system now attacking the United States, with traitors inside the major security agencies blocking Trump's resistance of the program and attempting to stop us from removing the tentacles of the Chi-Com / Big Tech banking combine emergency situation. I have been chosen for destruction because I brought you this information and have been battering, ramming it out as much as I can. They want to double use me as they always do in any complex system of mathematical deception where every angle of my good is turned against us. So they take what I've said, being sincere, build me into an insincere person in the straw man. I'm a person that cares about life and children and is against these wars. And so they make me a murderer of children. And then they build me into this lie to then set the distraction while they're actually censoring all of you to make a debate about Alex Jones. So even if I didn't sell out to them, they now use me as an archetype to serve them by being the main distraction. I have now been captured by the enemy in the information warfare fulcrum and is being used against you. Only your full understanding of this key will break you free from this paradigm. I have given you the transmission. Now break free.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
All right, let me do this. I was watching this last night, or yesterday afternoon when it was live, and it was so good that I thought I really need to air the first 35 minutes of it, and that would fit nicely with some extra time in this hour. But there's also so much news here to hit, and we have Alan Keyes coming on, who sent me over some great notes. He's absolutely right about the virus. China and the virus are attacking us, but the real enemy's fear, and some other key points. He'll be on with us. I also want to open the phones up, and so I'm going to talk to my producer about scheduling this week and make sure a few of the days we don't have guests. I'm the one always saying I like to have guests on, but we do need to open the phones up as well and get your take on everything. So think about what I want to do here. But this is one hell of a time to be alive, because we are at war with Communist China right now, and the Democratic Party has literally been converted over into an America-hating, freedom-hating group of morons. Because they're not even going to get power if they're successful. They're idiots. But they're just such spoiled brats that they get a reflected glory out of evil, and they think that burning America down and mounting on the wall will give them power.
Ladies and gentlemen, InfoWars can now offer high-quality, affordable food again. Other manufacturers were sold out 8 weeks ago, and they told people they had food. Most folks never were delivered their food. Well, when our sponsors' food began to run short, they just suspended sales till they opened more factories and secured more food. So to get your orders in right now, they can take new orders and get it to you quickly. They'll probably have to suspend orders very, very soon again because the lockdown of the economy is killing food distribution, farming, you name it, and now it's mainstream news that food shortages and delivery are already starting to happen. If Trump could turn the economy back on and wrest control of our system away from the globalists, things may be okay, but it looks like it's going to get very, very rough. So again, ladies and gentlemen, now is the time to secure the number one thing you need, high-quality, affordable food, ready to get to you and your family now. If you get your orders in at InfoWarsStore.com.
Former U.S. Ambassador to the U.N., Alan Keyes, is joining us coming up in the next hour. I also intend to take some calls when that's going on. Now, mainstream news that Fauci is secretly working with the communist Chinese. You have the Five Eyes coming out, and all 17 U.S. intelligence agencies saying, no, Trump's right. We're the ones that showed it to him that it did come out of Wuhan. It is man-made. The discoverer of HIV has scanned it. It is man-made. And it was Obama and Fauci that paid the Chinese to make it when it was illegal in the United States to do so. So it's all coming out. The globalists don't know what to do. And they're hoping that by Fauci being exposed, Trump will see Fauci as the government. And so Trump will, you know, cover that up. No, Trump needs to level the American people. But there's a fifth column of Chi-Com anti-Americans and just destroy them. Because they're not going to stop their mischief. They're not going to stop trying to blow the country up and overthrow the government and overthrow the election until that happens. And that's really where we are, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to play this clip again, though. Democrat ex-CIA agent says Comey must get the death penalty if found guilty of treason. Disregard, former FBI Director James Comey should face the death penalty if found or disgraced. Former FBI Director James Comey should face the death penalty if found guilty for weaponizing FBI against Donald Trump and his campaign in 2016, according to ex-CIA agent and Democrat Brian Dean Wright. Let's play that clip.
What do you think, if anything, should happen to James Comey then? What's your opinion on that?
My preference? I'd love to see the death penalty. And boy, oh boy, I'll tell you, if I could flip the switch myself, I'd do it. Because these men are traitors. They absolutely assaulted not just the Trump administration, but your vote, my vote, and anybody who went to the ballot box in 2016, irrespective of who we voted for, they decided that they were going to choose the nation's political winners and losers.
And so, again, what's coming out, what the whole world is waking up to that we've been hammering since late January, is the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation hosted Event 201. We covered it at the time, of 65 million dead, world government's the result. The Rockefeller Foundation report 10 years ago, lockstep, saying authoritarian world government via a bioweapon. Look at this. October 18th, Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation hosts tabletop coronavirus pandemic exercise. November 15th, Bill Gates gives $5.5 million to the Pybright Institute. November 20th, Pybright granted patent, which relates to the use of coronavirus in vaccine. They had actually isolated the vaccine part, the coronavirus, all before the outbreak. Oh, and it's a chimera coronavirus. Of course, we've already hammered on all of this, but this is the stuff trending on Twitter right now. They've got a big problem. They've got a big problem. So you go ahead and try to kill the messenger, Gates. Anything happens to me, we know who did it, and we've got plans for it to all be released. We have the documentaries made. We have all the preparations, all the information we've already covered. But Santa Ana thought the destruction of the Alamo would make him win the war. It lost him the war. So either way, we win. But that's what these folks are up to. Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation's charter documents that we've shown here on air state that they are the World Population Control Bureau. And again, Bill Gates doesn't run it. He's just the head of it. Bill Gates is the front man, the figurehead. The Ford Foundation, the Carnegie Foundation, the Rockefeller Foundation, the IBM Foundation of Thomas Watson all put their money in to a foundation controlled by Bill Gates' mother on the IBM board and Bill Gates' father that ran Planned Parenthood. And then they needed a young face so that they could spend that money off into a new corporation to get around the antitrust laws that Congress was still enforcing in the 1980s and 90s. And so Microsoft was created. And this is all on record. I mean, I sit there and I tell high-level folks this in D.C., and they're writing notes on it, and they know I don't mess around, and they call me back, and they go, my God, we looked at this. We didn't know this. It's good to have a novice like Trump in there who knows business and knows how to reboost an economy and, you know, is a patriot. But Trump hadn't been studying secret foundation money and eugenics and, you know, the New World Order. So you have to understand that there's a real crash course going on right now inside the government. So what I'm going to do is, in the next three segments, I'm going to play this interview that's at band.videos. You can send it out and share it with people. And it's on the front page of InfoWars.com. You can pull that up. And it is the band interview that got David Icke banned off of Facebook, banned off of YouTube, just because they were planning the broadcast, talking about why his last interview got banned off YouTube. But we've hosted it at band.video, and it's on InfoWars.com. I suggest you share it there. It's streamed out. Over a million people tuned in. I link to it. I appreciate the listeners promoting it because I want London Real to be new and independent and have its own platform separate from the globalists. I want InfoWars to have that. I want Brighteon to do well. I want everybody to do this because this is how we defeat the globalists, is building new independent systems. So it's now time to go to band.video and get the full David Icke Rose 3 interview. We're going to go to break here in a few minutes, but let's go ahead and start the interview now. Here it is.
This is London Real. I am Brian Rose. My guest today is David Icke, the English writer, broadcaster, and public speaker known since the 1990s as a professional conspiracy researcher, calling yourself a full-time investigator into who and what is really controlling the world. You are the author of over 21 books and have lectured in over 25 countries, speaking live for up to 10 hours to huge audiences, filling stadiums like Wembley Arena. You are here for the third time this year to talk about the COVID-19 pandemic and global lockdown, the looming economic recession, dangerous technology rollouts, potential mandatory vaccinations, and the violation of our basic human right to freedom of speech. David, welcome back to London Real.
Thank you, Brian.
First of all, I want to announce that we are streaming now on our new Digital Freedom platform, which is a censorship-free, independent broadcasting system that is of the people, by the people, for the people, and available exclusively through our website at londonreal.tv. Can everyone watching please share this link now via the sidebar to any and all of your social media channels?
Let me repeat that. This is a learning experience for everybody, and this guy's as smart as I am. But I encouraged him to just double down a month ago and do this. And he already had the idea himself, so that's why he thought it was a really great idea. Great minds think alike. But when you share the links at man.video, when you share the links at infowars.com/show or from London Real, it changes the world. This is how you override AI. And the fact that we're routinely getting a million views on videos at man.video is because of you taking action. And the fact that this had over a million viewers that tuned in to their stream, that's revolutionary. That's you doing that. But it took David Icke, it took Brian Rose, it took InfoWars, it took you out there watching and caring, and it took those of us that already had media platforms and that already were popular in the system not backing down. Everybody else bows. Oh, just don't have this person on. Okay. Now don't have these people on. Okay. Now don't have this whole group on. Or don't talk about that. Okay. And the noose is tightening around your neck until suddenly you can't say anything or do anything, and now you're just another puppet, and now you're not popular because you're not telling the truth. I know so many really big people like that, that behind the scenes know all this information. But to stay on the big platforms, they went along with it. Well, what about building our own? They sued us, attacked us, they're trying to arrest me right now. They got all sorts of horrible stuff going on. It's okay. People had to go through a lot harder stuff than I'm going through to establish this country. And now the stakes are so high. King George just wanted to enslave us. The globalists want to kill us. So when we come back, I'm going to finish up with this. But share the links right now at band.video to the archive of that three-hour interview that's amazing and to the live feed of this right now. And the best feed to share is newswars.com/show because infowars.com/show gets censored more on big tech. But you can share newswars.com/show and band.video and the live show feed up on the left-hand tab. Just click the Alex Jones Show. You'll see the live feed right there. And you can put this out. We'll get a taste of it. Then we'll send folks to the full video that we just posted this morning. Full David Icke, Brian Rose, three interview. And I'm going to go change that headline, make it a little bit better. I babbled it out this morning to him, and it was full Icke Rose part three interview. But we'll get that updated for you right now, and we'll be back on the other side. We're going to come out of break and then go back into the interview. Stay with us.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Mortgage rates have dropped 25%, the lowest mortgage rates in years. So maybe you should drop everything and call Zoom Refi. Refinance your home now and slash your mortgage payments. Take cash out and save maybe hundreds of dollars every month. Zoom Refi mortgage rates are super low. Zoom Refi closing costs are super low. And Zoom, we approve you right over the phone, even for no income check loans. Big drop in mortgage rates. Big opportunity for you to save money. Call Zoom Refi. qualify today. 888-291-9729. 888-291-9729. Save on mortgage payments. Save on closing costs. Call Zoom Refi. 888-291-9729. Advertising by marketing entity Zoom Refi. Zoom Refi is not a bank or financial company. Calls and other inquiries may be forwarded to third-party lenders who are solely responsible for reviewing, approving, and servicing any loan. Zoom Refi is not affiliated with any state or federal agency and does not provide mortgage advice or help. No income check loans are for investment properties only, and income must be sufficient to service debt.
Remember, only you taking action. Only you overriding the AI system. Only you engaging a modern poll of your activity can override the New World Order, and I know you will. This full video is posted at Band on Video. At Infowars.com/show is streaming it live. In defiance of the tyrants on over 200 radio stations, over 100 TV and cable stations, on global shortwave and TV satellites, for more than a third of the world. This is Defiance of Tyranny.
Can everyone watching please share this link now via the sidebar to any and all of your social media channels? Let me repeat that. Can everyone watching please share this link now via the sidebar to any and all of your social media channels? This is important. Simply ask your friends and family to give us 15 minutes and then they can decide. David, I pledge to you and everyone watching us that none of this conversation will be edited, censored, removed, or banned, and that anyone in the world can watch the full version of this episode free at londonreel.tv/live, thanks to the generous donations of over 25,000 people around the world, also known as the London Real Army. For anyone wanting to become a founding member of this digital freedom platform, you can visit londonreel.tv/freedom to donate and fight with us on the front lines to protect our human rights. Here at London Real, we've been a platform for free speech since 2011, and David, I'm excited to have you here today. I want to bring everyone up to speed on recent events, so I'm going to start there. 46 days ago, on March 18th, we broadcast Rose Ike 1, which was our first conversation of 2020, where I asked you to make sense of the early days of the coronavirus pandemic and global market crash, as the UK was not yet out of total lockdown. In this conversation, you spoke about your concept of problem-reaction-solution, you questioned the motives of the World Health Organization, and you warned of the looming Hunger Games society. This episode immediately went viral and was watched over 10 million times from people all around the world keen to learn a different narrative than that of the mainstream media and governments. Then, 27 days ago, on April 6th, we broadcast our second conversation of 2020, Rose Ike 2, via YouTube, that became the second biggest live stream in the world that day, only behind that of the President of the United States, Donald Trump. With 65,000 concurrent viewers and nearly four times the previous live stream, we expected this episode to reach 40 million views, making it the largest video podcast in human history. 30 minutes later, that live stream episode was deleted and banned on YouTube with no explanation and no communication. In that episode, you spoke of the COVID-19 misdiagnosis and the misclassification of deaths, further dangerous technology rollouts, the vaccine agenda, economic totalitarianism, and the weaponizing of fear. The next day, a BBC article broke the news, and our representatives at YouTube accused you of being a COVID-19 denier and subsequently deleted and banned an additional 10 of your videos and my personal vlogs from our YouTube channel. Instagram, Facebook, and Dropbox followed suit by deleting and banning more of our videos, and then London Real was completely deplatformed from LinkedIn and Vimeo without explanation. But we fought back and continued to host both episodes, Rose Ike 1 and Rose Ike 2, on our website to millions and millions of viewers, and we still do today, while also suffering very sophisticated malicious attacks on our technology platform. Next, the UK regulator Ofcom, who is also in charge of issuing 5G licenses in this country, censored the broadcast of Rose Ike 1 on London Live, which is a television channel we have provided content to for many years. Ofcom said, and I quote, "It risked causing significant harm to viewers." At this point, I had had enough, and I believe in the fundamental right to freedom of speech. So I decided we could no longer rely on any third party for broadcasting, and 11 days ago we began crowdfunding to create the Digital Freedom Platform, which has now raised over $1 million worldwide from over 25,000 people fighting for the right to free speech and freedom of the press. It's been an incredible vote of confidence in what we're doing. Then, 2 days ago on May 1st, you were completely deplatformed from Facebook for publishing, quote, health misinformation that could cause physical harm, unquote. You responded by saying, the funny thing about fascism is that it's so predictable. Yesterday, on May 2nd, you were completely deplatformed from YouTube because, quote, YouTube has clear policies prohibiting any content that disputes the existence and transmission of COVID-19 as described by the WHO and NHS. Your channel had more than 900,000 subscribers at the time it was removed. Which brings us to today, May 3rd, Rose Ike 3, which is being live streamed now to over 1 million people on our new Digital Freedom Platform. Again, to everyone watching, please take a few seconds right now and share this link via the sidebar to any and all of your social media channels. Simply ask your friends and family. Give us 15 minutes, then they can decide. David, I'll be honest. These past 3 weeks have been some of the most challenging in my entire life. My reputation has been questioned, my business is under threat, and my human rights are being taken away from me every single day. But it's also been the most empowering time of my life. I got millions of people from around the world rising up and voicing their support. And as a result, I've never been so steadfast in my convictions for the basic fundamental right of freedom of speech and freedom of the press. And that's why we are here broadcasting today. David, I want to thank you for 30 years of tireless work and for your own conviction to fight on. And now I've got one question for you. Where do we begin?
Well, welcome to my world, Brian. And before I say anything, I think what you and your team have done is absolutely magnificent, because the cutting edge, as I know from 30 years of trying to be there, is a very lonely place, and it's the point of the arrow, so there's not many people there. And to do that, to be there, you have to, first of all, have a constantly open mind to information, but you have to have a backbone that won't vibrate. One that says, I'm going to stand up for what I believe to be right, and no matter what is thrown at me, I will go on standing up for what I believe to be right. Because I'm not going to sit here, and start going off defending myself. Oh, don't say that about me. How you could say that about me? I couldn't care less what you say about me. Boom, boom, boom. And let them worry about me. And 30 years of my life has been kind of leading to this moment, certainly leading to this time. And I said to you in the last interview, and some people might have thought it was a bit of bravado, I said, I'm more powerful than them, and they know it. And within minutes of the interview ending, they were proving me right. Here they are, this cult that I will explain, that control the mainstream media. My God, has that been any more obvious than in the last few weeks? They control Silicon Valley. They own Silicon Valley. They own the corporations. They own the banking system. And yet, one interview with one guy, and this all-powerful, we're in control, omnipotent, all-powerful force is running around like someone shouting, fire! Gotta take him off this, take him off that, take him off this, take him off the other. And what are they saying, Brian? They're saying, you're more powerful, one man, than we are. And so we have to stop what you're saying getting to people.
All right, that's absolutely true. And you, every listener out there, when you take action and speak out, you're more powerful than these people. Because you're pro-human, you're pro-life, you're pro-future. They are pro-Satan, pro-death. We'll be back with the interview. Stay with us. I'm always excited about InfoWars Life products. They're amazing. They're cutting edge. You love them. I love them. And they fund the InfoWar in the face of the globalist onslaught. But we have come up with a new product over a year in development that is amazing. The only organic hand sanitizer on the market with organic essential oils on top of it. And there's another innovation. It's the spray cap. It doesn't just pour out a bunch of thick, gross goo, but it's high quality and aerosolizes it in a really great way. I like to put it on my hands, rub a little bit on my face. It's got organic alcohol in it, so don't spray it right in your eyes. But I just love it personally as something that's a moisturizer as well. So, this is a real innovation. I don't know why others didn't think of coming out with a hand sanitizer that actually has essential oil in it so it doesn't dry you out. It smells great. It's so refreshing. This is a big winner.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you, and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Stand my ground.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't back down. You can stand me up at the gates of
this hell. Is the takeover. This is the globalist operation. Alex Jones, your host. Alan Keyes, former ambassador to the UN, is on fire concerning what's happening. He'll be joining us live on air. We'll also take phone calls the second half of the interview. But right now, let's go back to the Ike Rose 3 which is the model of victory. Just like InfoWars is the model of victory, Bandop Video is the model of victory, you are the model of victory supporting us, your word of mouth, your support of local radio stations, it's king. Well, it's the same thing with, they told Rose, you have him on again, we're going to start banning you. And they took half his subscribers away when he did. And then they persecuted him more, and then he went and built his own thing, and he collected money and put it into the infrastructure, and believe me, it's expensive. We pay millions and millions in bandwidth every quarter. Well, that's what he's doing now. Imagine a million people on at one time. They did it. And we can do that, too, with word of mouth. That's when you take action. So let's go back to the interview you weren't supposed to be able to hear.
And, you know, everything is a frequency. My voice now is a frequency. And mendacity, lies, deceit is a frequency. Truth is a frequency, a much more powerful frequency. And they know the power of the truth circulating because people resonate with it. And so if they are going to pull off what we're unfolding now, what we're experiencing now, and they are going to control billions of people, they have to control their perception. They have to. We are in the situation we are now because of mass human perception. Part of that perception is there is a dangerous virus, so I must stay indoors because the authorities are looking after my interests and they've told me that I have to, and if I go out I might catch this deadly virus and oh my God, we're all going to die. And that perception allows vast numbers of people to concede their uniqueness, to concede their freedom, and to sit in their house under house arrest, being told what to do by a handful of people. And the other perception is, I can see there's something not right here, but what are the consequences of me saying so or taking this on and challenging it? And that perception of what are the consequences for me means that lots of people who have realized something's not right, my God, is it not right? We'll get into that. Also sit under house arrest. And those two perceptions, they are the reason this is happening. Because when you break down the number of people behind this in each country and globally, it is tiny. I'm going to explain how that's possible. And yet there are getting on for 8 billion people. There are 66 million people in Britain. The number of people that are locking down Britain are tiny. It's perception and fear of consequences that are making this all possible and are destroying the independent livelihoods of billions of people. And the greatest form of control is dependency. You need this to survive. And because of this economic Armageddon we have created, we are the only way you're going to get it. And you know to get it? You do exactly what we say. And that's the dynamic that we have shifted into in a matter of weeks. We need to come out of denial and realize that we are now living in a global version of Nazi Germany. No, they don't have the jackboots. No, they don't have a silly mustache. But the structure is the same. A tiny few people dictating to everyone else. And we will have a lot of people watching here, Brian, who will be new to this. And I'm kind of pretty much in a position now to go through a sequence of events and background manipulation that will explain in very simple terms how a tiny few people have pulled off a fake pandemic with no virus and convinced vast numbers of people that there is a virus and they are in danger. Because and giving up their freedom is essential to their survival.
And most people have a hard time to even conceive that there might not be a virus because they see the pictures of New York City. They see the pictures of the ICU. They see the numbers on the newspaper. They see the president talking about it. So most people would say, David, there's obviously something happening.
Oh, there's something happening. And there are people dying. But The shocking, he said, what, can all be explained, and I will today, in very simple terms. But just some quick background for people new to this, because there's some background that is essential to understanding how this was pulled off. First of all, for much of the last 30 years, in my books, I have been pointing out that there is a, I call it the cult, there is a global network that works through secret societies and literally satanic groups that has a structure in place, which I'm going to describe. It's so simple, it has to be or it wouldn't work, to dictate from a central point down into even local communities. The first thing to get across, and as I explain this, the current events are going to become very crystal clear in terms of why they're happening, is where does this cult want to take human society? This is not something that's happened in weeks. This goes back a very, very long period of time. This is why people like Aldous Huxley in Brave New World and George Orwell in 1984 were able to predict current events, because this has been in the planning for a very, very long time. And if you can access that inner sanctum, if you like, where this plan is being projected from, you can predict the future.
Right, we come back, it starts getting really powerful, but they're setting the table here. The full interview is posted at band.video and at infowars.com. See the interview that got David Icke completely banned off of all the mainstream platforms. Icke Rose 3 at infowars.com and at newswars.com at band.video, and of course at London Real as well. But we need to get this out because he lays it out very smoothly, very succinctly. He says that there's no virus, period. It's manufactured so they can own it. But then he explains, oh, it's all about what's in the vaccine. We know that. He gets into Bill and Melinda Gates' own the supposed virus that's now coming out in the news that's ready for the vaccine. They're just making you beg for it. I agree with 99% of what he's saying, other than just, you know, deny there's any virus at all. No, they had to release a simulant virus that does kill some people so that they can then counter it with their vaccine. But this is dead on. Stay with us.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system.
Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But where can you find it? Online at 2020safe.net. The highest quality hand sanitizer that destroys microorganisms and prevents transmission of pathogens. Now available in a 1-liter bottle with a bonus at 2020safe.net. When you order a 1-liter bottle of our high-quality hand sanitizer, you'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free by using code GCN at checkout. 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ-zapping hand sanitizer to immune-building nutraceuticals to natural stress, anxiety, and sleep aids, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your bonus free 30-count bottle of Immune Booster. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. DanPilla.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Here, the most powerful corrupt individuals on earth are battling hard that you not be able to see, and whatever else they're trying to keep from you, we bring to the air as well. So here's more of us live streaming before Ambassador Keith joins us next hour. More of the interview you can see in full at band.video, the full censored Ike Rose 3 interview.
In a sanctum, if you like, where this plan is being projected from, you can predict the future real simple, because if the plan for the transformation and the direction of human society is not challenged, if there's not an intervention by people to stop it, then it will happen. And so by predicting what the plan is, you're predicting the future, because the plan is going to play out unless we intervene, and it is playing out, and current events are a massive advancement of it playing out. So where do they want to take the world? I've been describing this for a long, long time as what I call the Hunger Games Society, obviously named after the movie trilogy. And the reason I use that phrase is because where they want to take the world, and I will emphasize again, this is not me speaking now since the lockdown and the pandemic hoax. This is me speaking decades ago, writing decades ago, that this was the plan. And the Hunger Games Society is designed, if you think of a pyramid, to have a tiny few at the top. We could call them the 1% today. And at the bottom, the rest of humanity, basically, in dependency, in deprivation, in poverty, and crucially, again, the word dependent upon the 1% for the means of survival. And in between the 1% and the rest of the population in this Hunger Games society, you have a, in the end, what they want it to be is a police-military state, a fusion of the two. But a police-military state which imposes the will of the 1% upon the rest of the population and stops the population challenging the 1%. Now, I've been saying over all these years, this is where they want to take us. And one other level of this, again, as I've been saying for a long, long time, is that this Hunger Games society would be controlled by technology. So we're talking about a fascist, communist, global society with an addition, that it is controlled by technology, which makes it what people call a technocracy, which is defined as a society not controlled by elected politicians. They want all rid of all that, but by technocrats, by bureaucrats, by scientists, by medical bureaucrats and technocrats, by engineers and scientists, etc. And we've been moving in that direction very clearly. But what do you need more than anything if you're going to make that society reality? You have to destroy the independent livelihood of vast numbers of the population. Because while they're running their businesses and employing people and operating independently, making money, paying employees, you're not going to put humanity in totality in the bottom reaches of that Hunger Games society in deprivation, in poverty, and dependency on the few. And this fake pandemic, which I'm going to explain, has been employed for many reasons, but profoundly right in there is to have a lockdown of business, particularly small business, which almost in vast numbers will not survive. The big people can. To have a lockdown long enough to destroy the independent livelihood of vast numbers of the human population. And at the end of our first interview, Brian, you said to me, well, where does it go from here? And I said, what they're going to do is they're going to keep this going until they reach the point where they think we've now reached a situation where we've transformed human society, we have destroyed the independent livelihood of enormous numbers of people, and it's irreversible. And that's what they're holding on to. And what you're going to see is some of it rolled back, as little as they can get away with, and then they're planning new waves of the virus, which we're going to get into, And then they will bring lockdown back. And the other part of this is they want the whole human population vaccinated, and we'll get into that later, and the almost indescribable extremes of psychopath that we have in Bill Gates. So that's where they want to take society.
Okay. Let me ask you a quick question.
Yeah.
Why would someone who was a member of the 1%, who, you know, take, for example, Gates, like, with hundreds of billions of dollars, and say the 1% is wealthy, they have real estate, they have jets, why would they want more?
Well, because I think this is something we should get into later, because I can explain this. But this is not about money, you see. This is about control. This is about a complete takeover, not just of humans in the physical sense, if you like. It's to take over their minds and their perceptions directly in the end through connecting their brains, human brains, to AI, which they're already talking about, and they're already giving us a time scale of 2030. And this is going on now. They're all stepping stones to that.
And why do they want to do that? Why?
Well, that is a big picture, which would be better, I think, a little bit later on when I can get into all that. Who are these people and why are they doing it? Because it goes very, very deep. And they are hijacking human society. They're hijacking the human race. And later in the chat, we should get into that, because it's apparently far out, but less and less far out, as what we thought was far out in terms of this would never happen is now happening. But the point about, we talked about where they want to go. So how do they take us there? And what's the structure that allows them to pull off something like this global fake pandemic, as I would call it? If you think of a transnational corporation, the structure is basically the same, except that instead of subsidiaries in different countries, it's secret society networks and family bloodline networks. So you have a central point, say the headquarters of this cult, and it operates in the shadows. And it's dictating from the center. Then in each country, you have subsidiary networks of this cult. And their job in each country is to control that country's politics, government administration, what we call with control of the intelligence network, control of the military, and so on. We call the deep state now. We even have a word for it. I've been writing about this for decades. Now people are actually calling it the deep state. So you have these networks, and they are there to control the politics, government administration.
Now let's explain. The British Empire was taken over by these networks. And as it's exposed, they don't know what to do. But even Zbigniew Brzezinski in the 70s wrote about the networks, but said that they were a good thing. So again, the full interview is at the top, featured video at band.video. It's really powerful from here on out. COVID-19, he walks through all the evidence, shows how they're killing people, shows how they're coding it to give $39,000 per person who they say die from it. And all of this is backed up. So we're playing it because they censored David Icke. We're playing it because they fear this information. We're playing it because it's about 99% accurate from my perspective. I'll play about 5 more minutes of it, and then Alan Keyes joins us with a lot of big breaking news and the latest on the global financial Armageddon engineered by the New World Order.
This is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid in the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power, just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids, this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. Check availability at mysolarbackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.